In a 5-0 decision, Montana's Supreme Court has ruled against former state representative Art Wittig in a campaign finance case that dates back to 2010. Journalist John Adams of the Montana Free Press spoke to Wittig today. He joins us now from Helena. I know you covered this lawsuit from its origin. Can you just sort of remind us, where did this lawsuit come from? Who filed the lawsuit and why?
Well, former Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell brought the case against Art Wittig in 2014. The original lawsuit stemmed from a complaint filed by a Republican candidate for office from Billings named Deborah Bonagofsky. She was a candidate for office in 2010, and she filed her initial complaint against her primary opponent, Dan Kennedy, and all other candidates similarly situated, which led to the lawsuit. Jonathan Modell filed 9 lawsuits stemming from Bonagofsky's initial complaint against candidates who the commissioner said illegally accepted illegal campaign contributions from groups such as American Tradition Partnerships and affiliated corporations.
Art Wittig chose to go to trial in April of 2016. There was a 5-day trial that you covered. What happened at that trial? What were Mr. Wittig's arguments and what was ultimately decided there?
Well, it was a long trial. As you said, it was 5 days, and there was a lot of testimony from former candidates for office. John Esp, who is a Republican state lawmaker out of Big Timber, testified. We heard from former employees of the organization that Wittig was alleged to have taken illegal contributions from. They testified at that hearing. We saw lots of exhibits. Some people might remember the famous Colorado documents or the Colorado meth house documents that mysteriously ended up in the possession of the Commissioner of Political Practices.
And the basic issue of the lawsuit was that Republican candidates, including Mr. Wittig, were receiving services from these third-party organizations. These organizations were helping them with their campaigns, providing valuable services that Mr. Wittig and the other Republican candidates were not reporting as campaign spending. Is that right?
Yeah. What was happening was these organizations had very sophisticated operations that involved very complicated databases, mailing lists. They were writing letters on behalf of the candidates, and it all tied back to the National Right to Work Committee. At the end of the day, what it comes down to is these candidates did not pay the appropriate amount of money for these services. They illegally coordinated with these organizations, and they didn't disclose that they were benefiting from all of these services. So the candidates they were running against had no way of knowing that their opponent were receiving these vast array of services that they weren't paying for.
And that was the basis of the lawsuit brought by Mr. Modell, who was at the time Commissioner of Political Practices. And Mr. Wittig's argument was that he did pay a fair price for these services, and that he properly reported them?
Well, Art Wittig argues that he didn't have direct contact with these organizations and that there's no way he could have known that he was receiving these illegal benefits. He also maintains that he wasn't, he says he didn't have any direct contact with these groups. He didn't know that they were providing these services, so there's no way that he could have reported that he received those services.
And at the end of that 5-day jury trial in April of 2016, the jury sided with Mr. Modell, correct?
Yeah, so the jury sided with Modell and determined that Art Wittig had indeed violated campaign finance and disclosure rules, and they said that the total value of the services that he illegally received was $19,599, and Judge Ray Dayton tripled those that fine that the jury handed down.
And Mr. Wittig appealed that ruling to the Montana Supreme Court, which brings us to today's ruling, right?
That's right.
And the Supreme Court ruled against Mr. Wittig and said that the lower court ruling stands. Is that basically the decision today?
That's basically the decision on all of the major points. The 5-member panel of the Supreme Court ruled that the Commissioner of Political Practices did have the authority to investigate, that it was properly investigated, and that the court and the jury issued the proper ruling in this case.
You had a chance to speak to Art Wittig today. What's his response to today's Supreme Court ruling?
Well, all along, Art Whitaker said that this case was a bogus case that was brought by political operatives. He argues that Jonathan Modell, who was appointed by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock, is a partisan hack, as he calls him, and that this whole case is more or less a witch hunt aimed at silencing conservative reformers such as himself. And of course, Jonathan Modell pushed back on that claim today, pointing out the fact that he doesn't believe this could be a partisan case, given the fact that the case was initially brought by a Republican candidate for office suing or complaining against a fellow Republican.
Now that the state Supreme Court has ruled against Mr. Whitaker, does he have any further recourse, or does he pretty much have to pay the damages that were found in the lower court ruling in 2016?
Well, at this point, he's already posted a bond for the total damages, and so he'll be continuing to pay on that bond, he told me. But he does have one last possible step, and that would be appealing this to the United States Supreme Court. I asked him if he intended to do that, and he said he didn't know. He sounded a little bit weary of this case. He did indicate to me that he's still in the process of trying to process everything that's happened over the last couple of years. So he said he's not sure if he's going to appeal to the United States Supreme Court, but he said at this point he's looking for ways that he might continue to serve. And I asked him what that might be, and he said he didn't know, but he said he was proud of his 6 years of public service in the legislature.
Do you have a sense that today's ruling and the way this case turned out will have any impact on political candidates in Montana going forward?
Well, I do think that it reaffirms what Commissioner Modell and current Political Practices Commissioner Jeff Mangan have said, which is that this really reaffirms Montana's campaign finance and disclosure laws. Montana has taken steps over the years to strengthen those laws in the face of the Citizens United decision, and I do think that this is going to definitely have an impact on these so-called dark money groups coordinating with candidates going forward. We haven't seen that kind of activity since these cases were brought, and now that the Supreme Court has affirmed those laws and the commissioner's ability to enforce those laws, I think it definitely will have an effect on campaign finance and disclosure going forward.
John Adams, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thanks very much for having me, Eric.
John Adams runs the website montanafreepress.org. He spoke to us from Helena. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.